Day 13, a leadership team. First Chronicles 12:32. Men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs, with all their relatives under their command. As a department head, I am part of a team of 17 individuals that plans the activities on board this great vessel. We call ourselves Head of Departments, HODS, and meet at least 4 times a week while underway. We make daily plans, and we project out several months in advance. Compared to the total number of sailors on board, our numbers are relatively few, much like these men discussed in Chronicles. The HODS and the men of Issachar have a lot in common. Both groups must have an understanding of the times. We and they were preparing for battle. Without proper knowledge of the times, all planning would be suspect. Both groups were expected to know what to do. Based on our rank and experience, we not only expected, but required, to propose workable solutions to all potential problems. Finally, both groups required the support, allegiance, and obedience of their subordinates. For the HODS, obedience is required by the rank we wear on our collar. However, allegiance, which I believe supersedes obedience, is earned rather than designated. I believe the men of Issachar might agree. All groups, at all levels, have a need for and will flourish when there are HOD-like leaders charting their course. A prayer. Make me a leader, Lord, the kind that people will surely follow. Let my concern for them be transparent, not superficial or hollow. At whatever level I am called, men and women, O Lord, to lead, my trust in you, then in them, is implicit, if I endeavor to succeed. Questions to consider. What kind of a leader am I? Am I the kind of leader that I would want to follow? What, if anything, can I do better? Reflection for the day. Consider the ways in which God in Christ leads you.